yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo, and I'm proud to announce I've been scurvy-free since 1973.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a good couple of years.
I have been scurvy-free since Thursday.
Well, I saw you without your shirt on today, and honestly, looking at you without your shirt on, I think you might have the scurvy again.
I'm buff. I'm the stuff, and the ladies just can't get enough.
Okay, then.
I was on a program.
Everyone, we also have an in-guest studio.
We have an in-studio guest, not an in-guest studio, but an in-studio guest. The second time you people wanted him, you people asked for him, you people said, we need to have this man back. Future Hall of Famer should already be Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
Main eventer, WrestleMania 1, please. Introduce yourself, because I can't quite frankly do it justice.
First name, Mr. Middle name, T. Last name, T.
Awesome. Mr. T.
Awesome. So good to have
Thank
him back.
Thank you very much. I look forward to everything you're going to be able to contribute in the next show here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? This is a show, once again, back to our new schedule. What we're doing is, on Sundays, we're reviewing the entire week's worth of shows. Impact, SmackDown and Raw, and any major news that happened. On our Thursday show, what we're doing is cleaning up a lot of the smaller news items, a build-up.
Let's just call them other news items, because smaller makes it seem like you shouldn't actually listen to this show, and you really should actually listen to this show.
Okay, so the smaller new items that we're getting to right now
is Mo's.
Gotta open up.
Okay, so let's start off with Mo's penis.
No. That's
can't
a
think
big
of anything.
News item.
I can't think of anything smaller.
No.
A lot.
All right, let's open up with Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn, New Age Outlaw, DX.
Yes.
He apologized. To
Women
Triple
in
H.
Winnipeg. Yes. What?
Yes. He was when he left that company. When he left the WWE. He slammed the hell out of Triple H. Just destroyed him.
Well,
in shoot interviews.
Wasn't
stuff.
A New Age Outlaws shoot interview?
New
I think
Age
it was Outlaws the worst.
Did.
Yeah.
He killed
they
him. And it's funny because you can see Road Dogg sitting there shutting his mouth, not saying anything.
Mm.
And just destroyed him. You know.
Road Dogg said a little bit, but they both actually necessarily didn't look like. How would I say? They were in their right minds.
Well, no, and Road Dogg, though, didn't look comfortable in any way. So
yeah, Road
Dogg,
the man that's gone back into rehab and actually come out of the WWE-sponsored rehab, he is, of the ex-performers, probably their poster child and their
he
biggest success.
He probably is. He's really
I think he is their biggest so far, because there's always relapses and such, but, I mean, and you hope they don't happen, but he is their biggest success.
Yeah, he's doing well. So, anyway.
You didn't know?
You didn't know? He's doing well.
Never tell you about the time.
Pass wellness now.
Never tell the time when I was this may shock you and discredit me at the same time, but I was at a bar once.
Yeah.
Straight Edge Addy was at a bar once, and I walked into.
Wait, all I have to say to
I walked into a bar, and Eddie's washroom was drinking for a while, and this guy was using the urinal, and there were two. And, I went up to his urinal, and he was looking at, I wrote a sign, there was a little thing, a poster board up that they had that you could write signs, and I wrote, oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody, and I wrote it just like that, buddy, and so the guy's reading that, and I'm like, and we're both taking a leak, and I'm just hammered, and I'm like,
so much like tonight,
I'm like, you like that? And this guy just had no idea how to react, he's like, I'm like, the sign, oh, you didn't know? And I did the whole New Age Outlaws, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and he just laughed. And he grabbed the girl that he was with, and they just left the bar completely. they didn't even stay. I think he threw, like, whatever, the $40 he owed down, like, oh, you didn't even ask for the tab. He just threw it down, and he just left.
That's
one of the greatest
beautiful.
Things ever.
That's beautiful. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why I don't go to bars with Addy anymore. Anyways, I was trying to do a quick hit.
That, and there's no more double doors. There's just the one. And you can't
quit
get
in. Quit topic. Billy Gunn, so basically, he destroyed Triple H.
And now he's a pussy, and he's reflected.
He said, and this is what I've always heard, is that he was looking to always be an agent with the company, and they thought he could be an agent or producer with the company when he left, originally when he retired. So he's now trying to get back in the good graces of Hunter. He said he would apologize to him in person if he had the guts to pick up the phone and call him. But he said he doesn't. He said he's going to take responsibility for all the things he said that was wrong.
Oh, he's going to take responsibility, but he's too much of a fucking pussy to pick up the phone and call him. Fuck you. That's the same fucking thing.
Okay. I can't disagree with that.
Nah, fuck it. It's like Chavo Guerrero, and like, well, John Cena's my really good friend. Call him. Right? Same fucking thing we talked about last show, or two shows ago, or a week ago.
Yeah,
I only do so many damn shows. But,
and they do 7-8 hours ago.
But the thing is like, I mean, yeah, and that's just wrestling bullshit. He's kissing up to the guy who is now the guy in power. And that's smart, quite frankly, for him to do that, but it doesn't make it any less funny.
Okay, exactly. Okay, let's...
Can I hit my quick hit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I don't have as many as you, so I just want to sound smart and do mine. What do you think
about...
The best
way you can sound smart, Eddie, is by keeping your mouth shut.
Yeah, well... WrestleMania travel packages have sold out in record time.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Do you blame that on The Rock? Is that The Rock?
I don't necessarily. I blame it on Rock and Cena. I mean, let's just, as we said, call a spade here. That,
and Cena is a rapper.
There's two men in this match, and the match has been announced. The two men, and again, one of the greatest superstars in history versus John Cena. It's happening.
And John Cena, you don't know, at any point in time in John Cena's WWE career, he's under the threat of being fired. So that could be, it could happen before then. It could be a big deal.
You just don't know. You just don't know.
But
I mean, the reality is John Cena is the biggest star now versus one of the biggest stars.
Is that an annual thing like Vince getting killed?
That could be, actually. How many? We just need to keep having versions of the Nexus.
Yes, yes.
The new Nexus. John has to join, or he's going to be fired again. Tune in to Capital Punishment this month. But, and it's Extreme Rules.
Anyway,
the fact is that the match has been announced, and it's a big match. It's the biggest star.
It's a big match.
It's the biggest star they have now.
If it was on Triple H, it wouldn't be doing that. It would have sold out. Right?
It's The Rock. Well, but would, if John Cena was fighting Stone Cold Steve Austin, would they be sold out?
Yeah.
Biggest star now versus a legend.
Then again, if it was
biggest
The Rock
star
versus,
now
okay,
versus
but if it was
a
The
legend.
Rock, if it was Randy Orton versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, would they be sold out now?
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then that does prove the point. That,
I think The Rock in Miami is a big part of it.
Yeah.
And I think John Cena, as the company's number one star, has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
You know?
You give the devil his due.
Well, you do, but is this... I wonder, and I just, you know, think about this now in terms of the Pontiac Silverdome and 93,000 people. I almost said that with a straight face, but 78,000 people. Was, you know, Hogan Andre.
Yeah.
Is this Hogan Andre?
It's too early to know, I think. Well, I mean, with
do they want this to be Hogan Andre, though? I mean, is that the plan? Because this is their Hogan. Hustle, loyalty, respect, training for his vitamins, brother.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean,
this is Hulk Hogan.
Cena is Hulk Hogan.
Okay, I think everybody kind of realizes this is The Rock's opportunity to pass the torch to John Cena, and it's expected he will do that.
What does Wade Keller think of that?
Passing the torch. But he gave himself credit for it first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyways, what was I saying?
What is John Perbury?
I don't know. I haven't heard him stop being blown by John Wade Keller yet for it. Anyway.
Anywho. But no, really, this is the closest we're probably going to get to Hogan Andre at this point. I think.
I suppose so, yeah.
I think so.
I think you're probably right.
Because, I mean, Shawn Michaels...
There's not a lot of dream matches. We've
Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, we talk about that era. You know, in comparing this era to that era, Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart never got that shove. You know, Hogan didn't want to work with Bret.
No, Hogan wouldn't... No, Bret was too small.
Well, that's
same
it,
size,
right?
Same size as Flair and Savage, but he was scheduled to lose to Bret.
Yes. Well, and then, but, I mean, you look at that, and then he goes, and you know, Bret has to take that lineage, I don't want to say lineage broken, but, you know...
I know what you're saying.
Not that star goes to, like, not a warrior, or a Hogan warrior, you know, the lineage was kind of broken a bit. And so now you look at Rock and Cena,
mm-hmm.
and I think that is their, that's the reason.
Yeah.
And props to the company for, again... It looks to me is what it is, and we call this a quick hit, and I keep talking about
Rock,
it. But
Rock is never, ever leaving again. Is this his actual last match? I don't think so.
Hmm. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows? He's never leaving again. Again, people read that very literally. And as he said in that you know, that big YouTube video, right? That didn't mean he was going to be on fucking TV every week.
I didn't say that either.
No, I know you didn't, but it's just going to be his last match. It probably won't be, but how old is The Rock? The Rock's as old as I am.
39, I believe.
Is he that old?
Yeah, he's that old.
Fuck, I thought he was 37 or so. But anyway.
Well, he was with the Calgary Stampeders, what, like 1995, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess 16 years ago. He would have gotten out of college.
90? Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's old. No. you know, I was 18 in 1995.
Were you?
Yeah, I was in university.
Yeah, Michael Hayes says, thank you. All right, anyways, I don't give a shit about that. We're going to move on to... Let's move on to our next thing. You want to hit another quick hit since you don't have
Go right ahead, please.
All right. Gregor Iron, the young gentleman with cerebral or a Bell palsy, was it?
Cerebral palsy, yeah.
Sorry, Bell palsy, JR, obviously. A cerebral palsy, the young gentleman who... Colt Cabana wrestled and
CM Punk came out. Limited mobility in his arm.
He's getting an unbelievable amount of press since then. He's been on things like ESPN and all sorts of other major networks and interviews and stories about him.
Good.
I just want to get your thoughts on that. I think that's
I think that's tremendous. I think that, you know, good on. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's someone that's had a dream. And he, despite a physical disability, has come along and been able to realize his dream. And I mean, how do you hate that? Let's throw it all out on the carpet here. I have a brother who's a Special Olympic weightlifter, and he gets to lift weights and to realize his dream. He might be going to the Special Olympics in Athens next summer, and that's. You know, and that's just a dream. So for someone that has either a mental or physical disability to be able to realize a dream, and for CM Punk, who didn't need to do that, you know, you say, you know, I'm not a great guy. I don't wear a white hat. Well, that's CM Punk, the character. I mean, Phil, as Vince called him, you know, Phil Brooks. I mean, can't think he's a bad guy. And has got, you know, got a heart in his chest, and you know, Colt Cabana was there anyway.
But
the fact is that he had the opportunity as someone with some notoriety, especially then. But I mean, you know what? Even his whole angle didn't come. I have the feeling that CM Punk as a WWE superstar, even without the ice cream bar, would be there. Without this whole angle, would have been there to, you know, given his contract being expired and blah, 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 same situation, they decided to take advantage inside to push it. He would have been there to be at that AAW show and cut the same promo and do
it
everything.
He would have been, yeah.
Well, no, but I'm saying that if his contract came up like it did, okay, and they didn't turn this into his angle, his contract is already up. He would just go to AAW anyway cut that promo.
I don't think...
And this is props to CM Punk, mm-hmm. the person, the individual, that, you know, he's just willing to do that, and I think that's great.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It would have been very easy for him to come out there and cut a promo about about him and Colt Cabana, or Colt Cabana in the WWE, or just him and him leaving. It would have been really easy, but instead he turned the focus onto Gregory Iron.
Well, as
and,
it
like
should
say,
be. I mean,
really, that's really cool, and I'm glad that he's gotten the press out of it. I mean, it's just a great thing. So.
Well, and as I said, I mean, Punk is a decent enough. I mean, I've never met him. I just, you know what I mean? From everything you get, I mean, he seems to me being a...
He's a genuine person.
A down-to-earth guy that sort of realizes that, you know, this is the situation, and this guy needs to be promoted
I've seen it inside of his fridge, and it's not that different than inside of my fridge, except it had vegetables.
Yes, yes. Well, you know the worst part about eating the vegetables, don't you?
No.
The wheelchair.
That's true.
But his fridge looked a lot like mine, except for there was less beer.
That's absolutely true. All right, let's get to another quick hit subject. Me or you. All right. Miz, previous week, was on George Lopez. He comes across and plays like a baby face in these situations, and yet he's a heel on WWE TV. Do you think that matters? Do you think that's just the modern era? What do you think on that?
Part of it is the modern era. Part of it is, I think, that at this point, as we've talked about, and regardless of how they're pushing him, I mean, part of me thinks he'll make a decent baby face, but not
he does in these public appearances.
Well, he does, and that's kind of what I'm wondering is it. And again, I've seen a couple of them. I can't claim to say I've seen every Miz public appearance, but
fucker.
I know. What the fuck? And you do a podcast, Addy. What the fuck? But seriously, I've seen some of them. Some of them becomes a baby, and Bill Simmons even said, I mean, CM Punk made the point, you know, that Miz comes out and does these things. He seems very corporate. Seems like he's coached.
Is
when Punk is saying he seems coached. I'm sorry. If you're a heel on TV and you're coached, you come off as a heel.
You come off as
charming, you know, blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, I'm an asshole, and I'm proud of it. But I come across like the product is good. I mean, like how many Regis and Kathleen Lee, I'll even say. Regis and Kelly, maybe, I don't know.
Regis,
but Regis and Kathleen, mostly. I mean, Yoko fucking Zuna was on there. The
Lex
Nasty
Luger
Boys
was on there.
In well, Luger was a face, though.
Yeah, well, not in WCW when he was there.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah. I guess the NWO, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, maybe. I don't know.
When the fuck else would they care about them?
Actually, you're right. That would have been during that period.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, you're right. They would. They would have, Hall, you'd have the heels all the time, right?
Well, but Arsenio knew how to react.
Yeah.
Did you ever take steroids? No, brother. He knew to laugh. You know, like, it was just one of those things. Ravishing Rick Rude.
Yeah.
And Macho Man Randy Savage was on there as a babyface and a heel.
Yeah.
With Morgan Fairchild. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do you think about that Morgan Fairchild? Oh, fuck. And she's like, what? Have I been paid yet? But anyway, it's one of those...
They get paid like a $200 for being on those shows.
Arsenio Hall?
Yeah.
75.
Maybe.
But the thing was, is that, you know, Miz, he's great in those appearances, but they have to figure out how to tap into that and make that his character. To me, otherwise, it's just, it's redundant or... counterproductive, right? I mean, you're either charming on television or charming on these appearances and an asshole on TV. That, to me, is counterproductive.
Well, they are...
You're going to watch the George Lopez show and go, oh, you know that charming Miz? I like that charming Miz. Or, oh, sorry, George Lopez. I like that charming Miz, man. I'm going to go over here, man. And then he becomes this asshole and like, I don't like Miz, man. Like, I mean, it's just one of those things that you
they
have
are assuming
to...
assuming everybody knows it's a work, and that it's a character, and that it's, you know... But the difficulty becomes is, well, when... Then is it the character you're on?
You ever seen some of the, have you ever seen someone that watches George Lopez?
Yeah. Then the problem is if somebody watches George Lopez, they don't know then, they stop trusting that he's not doing a character in that situation as well. So that's the difficulty.
George Lopez's ratings went up by 5/10 of a point... because they showed some of the audience how to spell Lopez.
So your topic or mine?
Yours.
All right. Melina.
C.
Exactly. Melina on Twitter. She goes on there.
C? What? Oh.
Melina on Twitter.
Oh,
she'll go
good
on there.
God, Miss Maud.
Melina on Twitter will go on there and say things like, my character thinks that, or as a bad guy, because I'm a bad guy, I think this, and then run down somebody and make a comment. So she always, or say things like, I'm really a nice person, but my character isn't, so my character says this. And she's always doing this, like, count, you're talking about the real, mm-hmm. the Miz, and how they tap into it.
Well, I tell you about how, I said earlier, and I mean this quite seriously, because it really hits me. My brother, I said, is a Special Olympic weightlifter, and I said he might be able to go to Athens.
How did your parents deal with having two sons with Special Olympics?
Hmm? You're not their son.
With handicaps.
Yeah, you just keep saying that, Mom! And she's like, I'm not your son, Mo.
Oh.
But they
she's
say...
Not, she's not my son. Your mom is, in fact, not my son.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. So you're not from Saskatchewan?
No.
Oh. Anyway, I talked about earlier, to be serious for a second, because this is an actual serious topic, about how my brother is a Special Olympic weightlifter, and a damn good one.
Yep.
So for you to make light of that, like, he's a damn good one.
I didn't make light of that.
He might go to Athens, Greece,
yeah.
and compete in weightlifting in the whole Special Olympics, not Canada, especially not North America. He set records, my brother. Like, it literally, I mean, you can go and you can look him up, and he set fucking records.
I won't, but...
Yeah, I know you won't, but he has.
I know.
And that's... I'm sorry I'm getting hot about this, because it just... My brother. But, and I said he may go to Athens.
Sure.
And that's because his only competition is Melina.
Took a long time to get there, but the journey was worth the trip. That was excellent.
Thank
yeah,
you.
She's, yeah, anything else you want to say about her?
It's a true story, though, about my brother.
It is a true story.
But, not Melina, cool. but my brother.
Yeah.
No, but, I don't, but, I mean, no, I mean, Melina, I know. She's being, to me, it's just, I'm being a sarcastic bitch. And I don't have any real, I mean,
she
want
to get fired?
It could be. And, fuck, who cares?
She want to ruin her boyfriend's push
who
again.
Who cares? What push?
Yeah.
Who cares?
You
know, honestly, who cares? If Melina gets fired, though, does it matter?
No, fuck no.
No, exactly.
No. Well, it does, because somebody else would have to start doing the job.
There you go. But, I mean, honestly, it is, I mean, to me, Melina, when she wants to, because she got, I thought, she said something about Gail Kim.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she's probably drunk. You know, and then her Twitter got
it. In the
or
bar.
Instead of saying her Twitter got hacked, she said, well, that was just in character. So now she wants to be like, I'm in
she
character.
Does it all the time,
I'm not in character. Yeah. I'm in character. Like, you know what? That to me just sounds like a fucking sarcastic bitch. And you know what? Bye. You know
just what? The thing is,
go
she's
home.
She's upset that she's not being used. And you know whose fault that is?
Zack Ryder's father.
Trish Stratus.
Oh.
All right, let's hit one of your topics.
I don't have any topics.
I think you said you had a few.
The NWA Legends Fan Fest coming up this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
I believe. A few people going to be there. The Rock and Roll Express.
Mm-hmm.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about general manager last show. And Canada's greatest athlete. Canada's greatest wrestler, Archie the Stomper Goldie.
Beautiful.
Oh, Bret Hart, Archie the Stomper Goldie. I had to put that out there. Archie Goldie still doing some promotional appearances. God bless
everybody
him.
In
all
that
right.
neighborhood. Who,
hey,
you know, head on down.
I've told the story. I mean, my dad. I wasn't old enough. My dad going to an Indian reservation. To watch Archie Stomper Goldie and Bad News Brown.
Yeah, it'd be so cool.
And just hearing about it, because I wasn't allowed to go.
Yeah.
I used to go down to the Victoria Pavilion.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't allowed to go to that.
Yeah.
Because they thought it would be just, like, it's fucking wrestling, right? They thought it would just be, that was too horrible for me to see. for me to be a part, some shit might get out of hand. Right? No, really, at the wrestling event.
Yeah, yeah.
Adam can't go. Fuck,
people
what?
Still believe. People still believe. Let's talk about
what about Danny Davis? Can I still cheer for him? No, Adam, you're not allowed to cheer for a referee. My mom was so mad at me. I used to cheer because Bret Hart and he made Bret Hart and Jim Neidhart the tag team champions, so I thought he was awesome. And me and my buddy Chris made a little sign that had, like, the Hart Foundation stuff, and my mom, being a teacher, looked at me and, like, that sign is shit. And I'm, like, 7.
Yeah.
Literally, right? And so, that sign is shit. And so, like, we had this huge... It was a house show. And we had this huge fucking sign. And people were looking at me like, you like Danny Davis? I'm like, yeah, I like that. Did he make Bret Hart the tag champion? Like, what about what he did to Tito Santana? I'm like, fine, I don't care. I'm like, my feud with Tito would continue 30 years later. But
yes,
still.
It would when you would finally put him out and injure him.
Mm-hmm.
One too many autographs, folks.
Damn you. We'll get there. That's another quick hit.
That ties into a quick hit, actually. It actually does. Let's get
that
to...
That ain't so quick, but anyway.
No, it really isn't. But you mentioned Atlanta. This is the NWA Fan Fest.
The Legends Fan Fest.
The strongest markets for the WWE came out.
Okay. No,
okay?
That's
Atlanta was among them.
Really?
Actually number 5. San Antonio was number 1. Philadelphia number 2. Houston number 3. Phoenix number 4. And Atlanta number 5.
Really?
Yes, I'm just wondering your thoughts on that.
The strongest, my thought actually is that they did a similar study with TNA.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1,
mm-hmm.
Atlantis.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it totally does, doesn't it?
That makes sense.
It totally does.
Nobody's
but, yeah. But anyway, but, okay, sorry, I'm sorry. Can you read some of those again? Because some of them do surprise me.
Okay, San Antonio's number 1. Philadelphia number 2. Houston.
Welcome to the 212.
Houston number 3. Phoenix number 4 and Atlanta number
5. Hmm. You know that's LA.
To me,
this is United States, is it?
This is United States.
Okay, I'm just saying no Toronto, Calgary, Vancouver, Winnipeg, all that stuff, right? So but no you talk about the 3 WrestleManias, right? No New York, no Chicago. And no.
The eastern, northeastern base of the company that many people view it as. Remember, TNA to this day, Hulk Hogan would say, "If you want to go to New York, brother, you know." I mean,
well, fuck off. I mean, Rhino and Jared were—they're gonna go to New York, or people from New York. Yeah, because
yeah.
No. But anyway, but
yeah, but
it,
they're,
it,
there, it,
but,
no,
but they're talking about New York State. I'm talking now New York City,
yeah,
Chicago,
and
Illinois. And Los
Jersey,
Angeles, California,
place,
though.
There.
But no, but those are the
Detroit.
three major markets, though, right?
Yeah.
And then Detroit before. But so now we're sitting there and we're going, San Antonio.
Yeah.
Ooh, Sean. But anyway.
Well, I mean Philadelphia, San Antonio.
I blame
Antonio,
Stumpy,
no.
But I mean, but Philadelphia has been.
Okay.
And will be.
And I believe Houston, Phoenix, and Atlanta are actually larger than Philadelphia or San Antonio, but. I don't think San Antonio actually has a population base more than about 300,000-400,000.
I'm not sure.
I don't think it's that high.
Pee Wee's bikes there.
That's true.
Hey,
but I do think
bike,
it's interesting to
bike.
Note a couple of things. Houston, well, like I say, it's a very southern Texas and that type of area. But you're seeing Houston, Phoenix, and Atlanta have all recently hosted WrestleMania.
Is that Houston Alexander?
No.
Oh.
They've all recently hosted WrestleMania. Do you think that?
Well, I was kind of wondering that, because that's kind of funny that you mentioned that. Cause I didn't think of the other ones, but I did think of Phoenix. I mean, well, Phoenix hosted that WrestleMania. But,
Atlanta and Houston.
Well, but the thing is, with that's true. Maybe that must have something to do with it, because I can't think of any other fucking reason, because, I mean, Phoenix at least, I mean, Phoenix in that building, they got the Shawn Undertaker, the first one.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. That would
Did they get the first one or second one? No. Houston got the first one. Phoenix
got
the second,
the
though. Phoenix got the second one. Phoenix says,
oh, that's right.
I'm going to have an apple pie.
Hunter.
Should I take it out of the foil? That was Phoenix.
And Atlanta, Hunter. That's right. Hunter and Baker was his last one in Atlanta. So, anyways. Okay, you got another one or what? No. Yes? Dead air.
Punk versus Alberto Del Rio. Would anybody give a fuck? Is that seriously?
Seriously, I have that written down.
When was that? Oh, you're talking about if the
I'm just looking at the theory, okay? And I'm looking at a lot of different fucking ways, and they can do lots of shit, and they can go different ways, and blah, blah, blah. Del Rio with the Money in the Bank, CM Punk, and Cena, I mean, if they're going to give CM Punk the win over Cena, and the character, and let's just say that Del Rio cashes in, I have to think. I really am, with all logic that I've got, and with all everything I've heard, and all the Dave Meltzers, and the Wade Kellers, and the Dave Scherers, and everybody putting their two cents in, and you know, somewhere in the middle, is the right answer, right? And well, and Vince McMahon's there, so somewhere maybe off to the left is the right answer. But I mean, for everything,
off to the right with Vince McMahon.
Yeah, well, okay, that's true, pal. But the thing is, When you hear all these points that you're decorating, these different conjecture and opinions, I mean everybody's got different deals. I mean, like PW Insider, Punk is not signed, and they were adamant to the fucking ninth hour that Punk is not fucking signed. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I love those guys, but that was bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I knew they were signed.
It's a work.
Well, but they were worked. And that's fine. I mean, but they were the ones that broke the Brock Lesnar going to the Vikings thing for Mania 20. I mean, like that. I mean, Dave Scherer and when it was OneWrestling.com, and I just want to say I got tremendous respect for all those guys. But where I was going with that is all their deals kind of come into the center, and you know, you hear all these different points of view and what should happen, what I've heard has happened, blah, blah, blah. All, to me, signs point to, at this point, anyway, Alberto Del Rio leaving SummerSlam with the title.
I really get that feeling as well. And when you say, would anybody care about that? Actually, that's not exactly what you say, but close enough.
No, I'm saying Punk versus Del Rio, would anybody care? Because I don't think that they would have Del Rio beat fucking Cena.
No.
And that's what I'm saying, is that they would make Punk... And
Punk
can
make me care.
No.
And it's all about
Punk beats Cena. Punk beat Cena, right?
Yeah.
Punk beat Cena. Then you can be like, well, Punk beat Cena. Fuck you. Fuck you, Internet. Punk beat fucking Cena. You didn't think he was going to beat Cena. He fucking beat Cena. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And then Del Rio comes out and beats fucking Punk, and now you've got Punk versus Del Rio. And would anybody give a fuck is what I point to you.
And that's where
I pose it is
all about if the fans think the Punk was properly screwed, if the fans think that it's not just
well,
Del
we'd
Rio,
have to
but
ask
there might be,
yes.
Wait, if the fans think that there's Del Rio is part of a higher
power
screwing him.
It was me, Punk. It was me all along.
Seriously, yeah, to some degree. And how good Punk is on the promos and how much he buys into the angle and wants to sell it, that's all that matters. Yeah, Punk can make it people care about just about anything if he gets the mic time because, you know what, that microphone has power in his hands.
What do you think, I'm just throwing this right now because we talk about Quick Hit, what do you think about faction warfare?
I loved it when it was...
What do you think about faction warfare returning to the WWE?
I would love it now because it's been a long time since we've seen it. In fact, it's funny because TNA has done it to some degree, and some of the times when they actually got a little bit of a bump was when they were doing some faction warfare. They just did it shitty.
Well,
but didn't laugh.
I won't say that they did it shitty. They executed it shitty. I mean, Fortune and Immortal, fine thing. Good deal. But then all of a sudden, like, Gunner is an Immortal. And
well,
Bubba Ray's
in
Immortal,
and
Ken Anderson, and like, I mean, it just.
But when it was Booker T and Steiner and Angle, what was the name of that group?
The Mafia, the Main Event Mafia.
The Main Event Mafia. That's where I really. That's the one I was talking about.
Everybody had title, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Well, then in the New Blood, or what do they call it?
The never got over. Yeah, or the Front Line, I think they're called.
Yeah. But and that was fine, but. But yeah, you're right. That was like a Millionaire's Club New Blood deal in WC, almost identically. Is it the establisher? And I'm not even talking.
It hasn't
been
in the WC.
But I'm not talking. I am not talking about old versus new.
No,
which is what those were. I'm talking about a faction warfare situation.
And,
where
and what I'm saying is, if
no,
you
no,
really
I know,
to,
I know, I know.
No, but let me finish. What I'm saying about it is, when it was really good and it's interesting to me is if it's two factions, that doesn't work for me. But if it's five or six factions,
that's right.
That's when it works.
If the Nation of Domination could become the Mariquas and the DOA, fuck, that's fascinating.
There has to still be some in-ring talent.
Mariquas gave us some great music, though, I will say that.
I'll give
No, but I mean, I look at right now, if you do decide, and all signs point to the Kings of Wrestling coming in.
Yeah.
And Colt Cabana, at this point, I'm sorry, fucking has to come in.
I think so.
I mean, he just has to.
Yep.
I mean, you're dropping a huge-ass fucking ball if you don't have him in.
Yeah.
And then Punk, right? And then you do that, and then...
They might not bring him in.
And then who do you have?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's four people. That's enough. Because really...
No, but who does he fucking fight? We're talking about faction warfare. That's one faction. That ain't even fucking work if there ain't no other fucking factions. Then it's just faction
and
against
it probably
warfare.
Shouldn't be Cena. I don't think...
Corporate? Can you do do you do the corporate bullshit? Do you do Alberto, Miz, Truth, and one other guy?
I don't know about Truth because there's a conspiracy against him. But
on the house shows, the Miz and Truth were aligned together on a conspiracy against them.
Okay, well,
and they were the ones that did the run in. Because they're the ones that did the run in. Let's just talk about the house shows right now. Last weekend, the house shows were all the unification matches, Cena and Punk.
Yeah.
And they all came to double disqualifications.
Double disqualifications.
The first one was Del Rio ran in.
Tell you
the other one was Miz and Truth ran in.
I don't think they should be doing those on the house show loop. I think that's a mistake.
I don't.
I think it's a huge mistake.
Yeah, but do you, though?
I do.
Really?
It's a huge mistake.
And to all due respect, and I'm pointing at the screen, in all due respect to the people listening right now, does it actually matter for pay-per-view buys if they do a title versus title warm-up match in Peoria, Illinois?
I don't like it. I really don't.
Yeah, but let's talk. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't do it in Madison Square Garden.
Don't do it anywhere. I have them both on the same show. I maybe tease an ending where they're both breaking the belt.
They got it, but you know what?
I don't have them fight.
They were doing it, though. They were doing their
I
warm-up.
Don't have them touch. That's just the way
it
is.
I know.
The way I look at it. Okay, speaking of Colt Cabana, though.
Old school.
That is.
That's not.
Well.
It's not. It's old school territory. It ain't school WWF.
No, that's true. Okay, let's look at, I'm going to look at this. Colt Cabana has a YouTube video show.
Yes.
Called Creative Has Nothing For You. Daniel Bryanson is just Daniel Bryan.
Brian
Danielson, whatever you want to call him, Daniel Bryan.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, probably not. But anyways, the point is, he also has his own show.
Ooh,
now, we talked months ago.
He's
going to
bury people.
I said everybody should be doing this. And at the time, you said no. And then it looked like it wasn't a good idea.
I did not say
no.
No,
you said no until it proved that it worked.
Let's not put the shut up, cut
that
face.
Is what you said.
Don't put words in my
mouth.
You
said it no until you could see whether or not it worked.
Listen, Dixie, dude. All I said was no one will do it until that Zack Ryder works. I said once Zack Ryder works, then you'll see people jumping on the bad way.
Okay.
I didn't say do,
okay.
Don't.
Okay.
It's good, bad. And now, woo, Teddy Long assistant. And we got people. No, you already finished your thought.
No, I didn't. Not even.
Oh.
Let me finish it.
Okay.
Colt Cabana started this 6 weeks ago, well before it started to take off.
Six weeks ago?
Yes.
He started a long time before that.
6 weeks ago. He's had six episodes. One per week.
Really?
Yes.
It seems like he's had it forever.
No.
No, really. Colt Cabana, it seems like he's had a podcast for a long time.
A YouTube show.
Okay, well, he's had a podcast for a long time.
A podcast he has had for... The Art of Wrestling he's had for a long time. That's
okay, well, there you go.
But I'm talking about the YouTube. We're talking about people getting on the Zack Ryder bandwagon. Are we going to see more of this now? And who else do you think is going to be jumping in? And
well,
is it going to be good for Danielson?
Wow. I mean, Danielson...
Depends whether or not he buries people, right?
Buries people. Well, Danielson, I mean, Danielson just... funny. I mean, the thing is that...
It showcases a side of his personality they don't allow him to on TV.
And, see, the thing here that's unproven at this point is that... And what I was saying before is that with Ryder, See, he did it first. When he gets on TV, when he gets that push, Daniel start to see other people do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't include Colt Cabana in this yet. Okay? Daniel Bryan...
Colt Cabana's just branding himself.
Outside
of the WWE.
Whatever.
That's what he's doing.
It's not WWF, though. Right? Until he comes in.
No.
Right? Until he comes
doing.
In. No, but until
we'll
he comes in...
Next.
But until he comes in, I don't count him in what
no,
I'm saying,
I agree.
Right? And you talk about Molina being a cunt some of the times and
I
not
never
being
said that.
Well, you did.
No, you
did earlier, you know. But
anyway,
Molina's going in character. I'm doing this and in character.
Yeah,
I'm doing. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you.
Word.
Just you're just a bitch. But
so
anyway,
what I'm saying is...
Stacey
Carter's new re-interest music?
Hmm? Well, we'll get there in a minute. But all I'm saying with Colt Cabana, it's a separate cat, okay? It's a separate deal. He's just taking advantage of some new media that we talked about last show. You thought was more than now. I don't say you thought was more than now than I do. You just thought that the corporations would take...
They
take care
should.
Of spike your hair. Well, they should, but they
should.
Won't. And
they are. No, I know, but that doesn't mean they should.
No, they should do a lot of things, but they're not going to.
No,
but
I know.
All I look at is that people need to follow
the
rider deal, and Daniel Bryan is the closest, or Bryan Danielson is the closest to the Zack Ryder for his own personality. Like, Ryder's all like, woo, 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 and like purple and yellow and take care and spike your hair and blah, 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 broski of the week. Daniel Bryan isn't that way.
No.
He's sarcastic. I'm going to bury people. I'm burying the cockroach and burying Shawn Michaels and I'm burying William Regal and I'm burying this guy. Like, he's just all sarcasm. But that's him.
Yeah.
And to me, it's shame, shit, different pile in a good way. It's his audio show is awesome. His podcast is awesome. Ryder's podcast is awesome. When it comes to Colt Cabana's unbelievably great. I mean, I was a great big supporter of him, right? He's way talented. It's just, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's any different for the rest of them.
No, okay, but you know what? A lot of the, he's doing it, but a lot of the independent wrestlers aren't yet, and they could follow suit.
But why? See? And that's
it is branding yourself.
Yeah, but that's fucking great. It could be, and I agree with you, it could very well be. But, here's my big fucking, your big fucking butt. Wheat. A lot. But, with Colt Cabana got the CM Punk push.
Yeah.
How you doing, Colt Cabana? You know what? No one's gonna say, you know what? How you doing, Green Ant? You know, and it's just, it's one of those things that when you do these videos, I mean, Chikara, did you see Chikara? And Green Ant, and he was doing. He did the Lex Express tour to go down to Chikarasaurus Rex. And Lex Luger, do you not see this?
No, I didn't.
Lex Luger did a promotional video. I'll show you after. He did a promotional video supporting Green Ant.
Nice.
And Green Ant at Chikarasaurus Rex 2 came out in like red, white, and blue. He was doing a bus tour. But
beautiful.
It was a city bus tour.
Yeah, what's your point?
I'm just saying those guys don't have the machine behind them and to be able to connect to.
No, I that's
Zack Ryder had the machine. I mean, he did it all himself. Like, I'm not saying the machine had anything to do with it. He did it all himself. He got himself over. But then he had the machine that he was able to latch upon and spread. Okay, like, I'm saying Green Ant doing the same thing. The Colt Cabana is a little different because CM Punk is doing the legwork. How you doing, Colt? He's getting him over. He will get him hired. Okay,
he's helping. If Colt Cabana is going to get hired,
Punk is going to get him fucking hired.
Yeah, but Colt Cabana will be doing this regardless. And that's actually what I want to talk about here next is a article in Chicago Reader. It's about six pages.
Chicago Reader.
It's awesome. It's all on Colt Cabana.
He talks about
how much he wanted to get to the WWE. His
mm-hmm.
early times with CM Punk, how they didn't seem like this Jewish guy and this hard rock kid would ever, but the love of wrestling helped them bond.
Yeah.
And then he got to the WWE and he had six.
You know who that reminds me of when you say that? Sorry, not to cut you off. Lance Storm. on Chris Jericho.
That's true. But he said he had 6 appearances on television for the WWE, all losses, and then they said, you can't get over, and they cut him. And that then when he left...
Well, that's a little bit quick, because he lost a lot on TV, 6 losses, and then they cut him is probably true. But him down in Florida was a fuck of a commentator.
Well, yeah, but that's not the point.
God.
He was great. The point is they dropped the ball on that, how good he was.
Well, you're saying, though, that, you know, 6 losses and they cut
on
you.
On WWE TV.
Yeah, okay.
I understand. But his point is that when he left, he decided, I don't need them. I'm going to brand myself. Instead of waiting for the WWE to brand me, I'm going to brand myself. So if I ever
go back there,
I'll be fine. And if I don't go back there, I'll be fine.
You know what he did? The first thing
and
he
that's
did.
That's what he's been doing. That's cool.
Yeah, but the first thing he did, which was smart.
Great article. Go find it, folks.
The first, sorry, where was it?
Chicago Reader.
Chicago Reader. What, do we know, like, a time? I just want to plug it again. Yeah.
Probably, I'd say, about a little more than a week, probably
okay.
Like 7 to 9 days.
How did Kobashi get hurt?
Chicago. Well, Kobashi, what he was doing was his arms,
okay.
And his shoulders, his body, basically, because he's had the cancer and he had the different
injuries
over the years.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes.
His injuries over the years, he can't do the same maneuvers he used to be able to do, so he relies overly on things
what
like
a maneuver.
Chops. He's actually throwing up to 250 chops a match. This is the guy that's the greatest worker in the history of Japan.
Yeah.
But in doing so, he's basically ruined his shoulder. So that's why he was out for 19 months.
I looked that up. No, that's good.
Yeah, because we're talking about him coming back.
I had a really good thing to say. What were we talking about before?
Cole Cabana, Chicago Reader, go find it. But just how he's branding himself and...
So how he branded himself was the first thing he did was he actually went out and he left WWE as Scotty Golden. He's like, no, I got to get Colt Cabana brand right.
The next day.
Well, he had a match. Yeah, you knew who that match was because he said, I got to fucking brand myself. And I'm going to do, because I got to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I going to do the job to? But I have to brand myself. He went out and he lost to Outlaw Ron Bass.
What the hell are you talking
about?
He branded him.
With Betsy.
Oh, you know what? Mr. T, what do you think about that latest comment from Addy?
Quit your chibber jabber.
That's what
Fuck
I think,
off,
too.
Fuck off, Mr. T.
Don't give me no backtalk, sucker.
No, I will give you some backtalk because I am going
to
call a friend of mine, a couple friends of mine, actually.
They're
they have a
to
lot
them.
To say to you.
Don't make me mad.
You do that now or do you want to play a game?
Well, let's call the first guy here. Cause
All right, I got to go take a Russo.
Mr. T is really starting to get to me. Yeah, well, I'll pity you in a second. Nah, don't give me that shit.
Don't make me mad.
I will give you mad. Okay, Mo, you go and do the stuff. I am going to call, yes. No, I will call the star of Rocky III, Sylvester Stallone. Are you there?
Hey, Eddie, how you doing, eh?
I'm doing good. I'm here. Mo had to step up for a second. I'm sure he'll be back, but it's me, Mo, and it's Mr. T.
Hey, T, how you doing, eh?
Last name, T, I was in the ring, and we were doing a match,
you know, and he hit me, you know, he hit me really hard, you know, and I was
Don't make me mad.
Hey, T, what the fuck was that, you know?
Don't make me mad.
Well, okay, well, you also worked with, Thunderlips, the ultimate male, Hulk Hogan.
That was in a movie. It was a Rocky movie, and I hit Thun, and he gave me a suplex in the back. And, you know, he's a big guy, right? Hulk Hogan, his name,
don't
right?
Don't give me no back talk.
Yeah, I know. He dropped me on my head, you know, and I know I was like, Hulk, you know. I said, what the fuck was that, you know, Hulk?
Well, the thing is, when you had that match that really propelled Hulk Hogan to superstar. You inducted Hulk Hogan into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yo.
What was that like? What was your what were you thinking there?
You know, and I was like, what the fuck is that? You know.
Well, you also know Terry Funk.
Terry, we did a movie called you
know, a couple movies together.
Paradise Alley, you know.
Paradise Alley, and
he played,
and
he played a rustler, you know. And another, what was the other movie we did?
Well, you also, he, Terry Funk did some choreography for Rocky V.
No shit,
you asked him back for Rocky V. Big drop toe hold there on top of the Duke.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And I did, he shows me, you know, and drop toe hold. I know, Terry Funk, and he said, drop toe. I said, what the fuck is that, you know?
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, we gotta. Maybe we'll let you go. I just want to talk about all this stuff.
Eddie.
Yo.
Eddie.
Yo, Rocky.
I did it, Eddie.
Okay.
I did it. We did it, Eddie. I love you, Eddie.
Okay, I'm uncomfortable now. We're gonna have to let you go.
All right. Bye.
Don't make me mad.
Okay, we'll let Mr. T go there, but. All right, well, that was Sylvester.
Ooh, I feel 7 pounds lighter.
Sylvester Stallone. Did you have a Russo there?
I had a Russo. Okay. How'd they interview with, I wish I could have been here. I talk to Sly all the time.
Well, he just sounded, we talked about my brother earlier, but, I mean, it was one of those things that,
he was being punched in the head a few times.
HGH,
yeah. That'll
anyway, Mr. T has been nice enough just to sit here and just, fuck off, Mr. T. He was sitting there nice. And I think that honestly, I do think that Sylvester Stallone really kind of got his goat there. So and we may hear a little bit more from Mr. T. But anyway,
Mr. T,
please go to the next topic.
Next quick hit. Punk probably would have been fired when Heyman left. It looked like he was going to be fired.
Don't make me mad.
I would have been very mad.
That's what I would say.
There was a lot of people, agents and such. They used to just slam him. And one day in an agents meeting, a producers meeting.
This is the Dave Lagana story, is it? I've heard this a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, they were running down Punk and Shawn Michaels of all people, who was part of the people who said, you know, King of the Indies, but it basically said, you know what? If you guys don't like him, then instead of sitting here and running him down, why don't you try to fix what he's doing wrong?
What you don't like.
Exactly, because me and The Undertaker aren't going to be here forever, and guys like CM Punk are the future of the company.
And
that saved CM Punk, essentially, within the company.
I called him, actually, to ask him this, because it's been a big news story. So I did call him earlier, and I have it pre-taped, so can I play it?
Yeah, press play.
I said, why did you not... They writers said, we do not like CM Punk. I said, if you don't like CM Punk, why don't you change him? That's what I did to Stumpy.
Oh.
Okay, so we just hit that clip. I mean, that was... I mean,
a little random at the end.
I don't know. Well, no, he said because he didn't like. We talked to him earlier, so it all kind of makes sense. We talked to him about
a couple
Stumpy.
Episodes when we had him on, and he was.
We had him on earlier, but promote his hunting show, and he's got his hunting partner there, Stumpy, and then he didn't really like Stumpy at first, but he found some good qualities, and they've had a really good show. So, I mean, that is one of the things that you know, Shawn Michaels. Going out for CM Punk, going on a limit, and really, I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, fuck. I mean, it just seems just stupid.
There's so much pettiness, right?
Stupid.
Okay, I'm going to hit another quick hit. Marissa McMahon, Shane, no, that's your mom's the quick hit. My mom's, you're going to be, you're going to have to take pills for a while after. So that's not quick at all.
I'm itchy.
You are.
Okay.
Does it still burn?
Marissa.
Does the fire still burn?
Marissa.
Marissa McMahon.
Okay.
Shane McMahon's wife has a film company, and it's called what? Do you know?
Kamala Studios. We talked
Kamala
about this
film.
Last week. Kamala Films. Didn't we talk about this already?
I don't think we talked about
it. Well, maybe I texted you that.
I think you texted it.
That's what it was.
Kamala, what do you have to say about that? All I have to say is tremendous.
I do say tremendous. I don't think Marissa has any fucking clue.
Yeah, this is still great. The Young Bucks conducted an interview again, Ardo Akal, on Right After Wrestling.
Really?
Where they talked about how they left.
What do we think?
He'll know tomorrow.
Oh.
He'll know tomorrow what he thinks after us.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway. they left TNA because they were working for TNA and couldn't afford to live off what they were making in TNA.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? A cunt of personality.
Dixie Carter?
Absolutely. I mean, really, I mean, I'm sorry, I can't afford to eat.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't, fuck, I mean, like, that's...
Well, they'll just learn to starve them out.
They're not
brother.
Working
but,
for...
I mean,
you know, that's
not
the
USWA. USWA doesn't exist anymore.
Well, this
isn't
AAW. This is TNA, Impact Wrestling.
No, but...
Crazy.
AAW probably gets paid more. I mean...
That's the reason they left.
The thing...
It sounds like they're going to show up on ROH.
What's AAW?
That's the one where...
Okay, that's I think it was All Wheels Wrestling. But, no,
no,
the thing is that, like, the USWA was notorious for being, you know, you tune out of a can and that builds your character promotion, right? I mean, and it was. I mean, fine. And you know what? As much as that sounds stupid, you really needed to have maybe one of those in the world or in the country or in North America, blah, 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 right? I mean, but you're a national program. Getting, like, a 1.2 average rating. So let's just say over 1.5 million people.
Yes. That's about right.
Every week are watching your broadcast.
Yes.
And the people that appear on your broadcast cannot afford food.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary.
Fuck you!
Yeah. No, it is. It's and we talked about this with Jesse Neal before.
Well, Jesse Neal and their fucking food stamps.
Yeah.
Fuck. Like,
and but now I will say this. Okay, I'll say a couple things. Jesse Neal got hurt, needed to get food stamps.
Yeah.
Bret Hart in the mid-80s hurt his
sternum.
Crushed sternum against Dino Bravo.
Blade Hart doesn't have a sternum.
Was told he would be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon the checks stopped coming in. He had to go back.
No, the checks did not get more than a couple hundred dollars a week.
But he couldn't.
A couple hundred dollars a week.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the same idea. It's always been happening. It was happening in the WWF. They were making millions back then.
So he went back to work.
Well, he did. But he had to work hurt. And that's wrong, you know. With the crusher. Uh-huh. And I don't see any difference.
And that just worked so horrible for him.
That's what I'm saying. If we're going to take TNA to task for this,
we are.
We should also take WWF to task for it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. It's always been. It's a tradition within the industry and needs to change,
mm-hmm.
but it's not something.
Yeah, no. But I mean, what was
the
last WWF performer that needed to take food stamps?
Well, yeah.
No, really. I mean, seriously.
No, but I'm just saying that I'm not blaming them for the mindset that was started from so long ago. I am blaming them for not being willing to change.
You know what I'm going to blame them for? I will blame them for. We need a change. We need a change in the outlook and in how our industry is perceived. And I am going to initiate that change. Our superstars will be looked after in a different way than our competitors. And I think that cunt, fuck off. Like I mean, this just proves this
Please
shit.
Don't call her that.
A spade is a fucking spade, and I'm sorry. I cannot. You know what? When they do well, I will take everything back. I honestly will go on my knees and I will pray to fucking God now and
you're
Jesus and everybody else.
Watching Impact?
And I will just go. You know what? I was wrong. I am sorry. But until they fucking do that, no. And that's what it is. And you say, well, that's a bad word. Well, you know what's a bad thing is what they're fucking doing. I'm sorry. When you do a bad thing, you deserve to be called a bad fucking word.
I'll say this to you though. These are two young gentlemen who were on the Destination X pay-per-view that didn't feature Hulk Hogan, Sting, yet it was more profitable, but they can't even afford to feed themselves. Meanwhile, Sting and Hulk Hogan are making $500,000.
Well, there is that.
So
I mean,
crazy.
They're on the Destination X pay-per-view, but we didn't actually know that.
We did not know that
until we watched the Destination X
pay-per-view. No, that's not true. I'm saying is that we pretty much knew all of their Destination
X. What are you talking about? So you knew the Generation X or Generation Me?
Let me finish the fucking sentence.
Please.
Okay?
Please.
We knew that the...
Please.
Jesus Christ. We knew that their roster, Destination X, was going to feature pretty much the entire roster of X Division performers.
Okay.
They did not have an announced match,
but
I was pretty much sure going into it they were going to have
pretty much sure.
Yeah.
But we didn't know what their match was.
No.
So nobody bought the show for them.
What's your point?
I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying, is that they're talking about being broken, blah, 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 blah. They were their Destination X deal, and they weren't even promoted for that pay-per-view.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. So they meant
little.
That
doesn't make
They meant that little
to the company. That
yes.
The thing.
That they weren't even able to be promoted.
There's a couple other issues that came up here. One of the things was they said they went to the agents and said, "Are we heel or face?" And the agents and writer, Vince
Both
Russo,
of them said yes.
No. The agents and the writers, they said, "We don't know if you're heel or face." And that's when they decided to leave.
Yeah.
That was the final straw.
We do not know if you are heel or face, but if you can get us on the cover of USA Today, we will give you a push.
A world championship, in fact. They just need to start in a Scream 5, and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another interesting thing that came out of that. They didn't know the names of their characters. They knew they weren't going to be the same characters they are. Nick, I think it's Nick and Mac.
Who cares?
But they didn't know the character's name until they watched television.
Yeah, but who cares? They were never able to cut a promo. They just were doing the Hardy Boys flippity-doo shit, right?
Okay.
So,
how about this? RVD said that there's some guys who recently left the company who look like they are still in high school, and they never once came up to me and shook my hand. I don't know where the manners are in business today. And they said, well, RVD's not very approachable, but when they needed advice, they would go to D'Lo Brown, Tommy Dreamer, trying to recall who else it was, Terry Taylor, and...
Yeah,
I can't remember who the other one
was. Hey, I'm trying to be a rooster. What can I do? No, I honestly, I mean, the answer, the truth probably lies somewhere in the middle with that one. I mean, that's where I am. I mean.
Okay. We're going to hit, you got another subject? You want to hit a game? You want to hit another interview?
Let's do a game, because I think our interviewer, he's been sleeping later, so we'll just wait till he...
That's cool. What we have is a new game, folks, called Guess Me. Basically, what it is I'm going to be giving Addy a kind of...
clue.
A clue, yes, a subtle or not so subtle clue, and through this clue of who the individual is or individuals,
Mr. Bischoff with the iron in the library.
It may be a team.
Is that clue?
It may be a team.
Maybe a team.
It may be an individual.
Really?
But he's supposed to
your
be
mom?
That's
a team, right?
Oh, I hate doing shows with you when you drink.
A lot.
let's start with an easy one. We'll get harder. Okay?
Your mom.
All right.
Awesome.
My dad had the stars, my brother the scars, but I had the rats. Who was that?
What?
Listen carefully. My dad had the stars, my brother the scars, but I had the rats. And folks, feel free to play along at home.
This is a third generation motherfucker.
I didn't say that.
Well, dad had the, or second generation.
My dad had the stars, my Ooh. Brother the scars, but I had the rats.
No! Was this gold dust?
Good guess. Okay. I told you, they're going to get harder.
Stardust, and then the scars is Cody Rhodes,
yes.
My brother's, and then I had the rats, which was Red Rum or whatever the fuck those things.
Yeah, Terry, I think they called it in TNA.
Whatever the TNA
yeah.
bullshit was, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Smart.
This is a team. Okay. I'm just gonna say this. We're not good. We're not great. We're
just incredible.
No, we're not good. We're not great. We're just incredible as a guy, as one person.
Team, just incredible. I don't know.
The Fantastics.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Okay, that's all right. All right. Despite having such a young father, I wasn't the one people thought was cool.
Sam Houston?
try it again. Let's think about it. Despite having such a young father, I wasn't the one people thought was cool.
Oh, is that Carlito?
Close.
Primo?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Carlito was the cool one, right?
I guess so.
And
well,
his father was that youngster.
That youngster, Carlos Colon, yeah.
Okay.
Did you just make this shit up, or these are actual quotes?
No, these aren't quotes. These are clues.
Oh, these are you. Okay.
These are clues.
I thought these were actual quotes. Okay. No,
no, no, no. These are clues.
Okay.
I've
okay.
For
no,
you.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
These clues are written.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay. This one's kind of shitty. I don't know if this one will work. Let's try.
You're Moe's Bomb.
Despite having more nicknames than just about anyone, the one that stuck was the one I tried to get rid of.
Is this the Brutus Beefcake? The Booty Man?
No.
No.
Listen again. Despite having more nicknames than just about anyone, the one that stuck was the one I tried to get rid of.
The one that stuck was the one I tried to get rid of. Avalanche?
Y2J. Chris Jericho. Mr. Main Event. The Riot Hole of Rock and Roll. I don't know if that one was all that good, but... Alright, let's move
I
on.
Do.
You know it wasn't?
Yeah.
Alright. I wasn't the most regal member of the roster, but as I was as close as a redneck could get. Say it again. One more time.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't the most regal member of the roster,
but I
was as close as a redneck could get.
Why do we do this when I've been drinking?
There's no other time to do it. That's the only option.
Good point. I don't know, William Regal.
No, I wasn't the most regal member
okay.
of the roster.
Bobby Eaton.
But I was as close as a redneck could get.
Trevor Rhodes.
Okay. Hopefully somebody at home got this. Jamie Noble.
What?
He's not regal. He's noble.
That's
a redneck.
Stupid.
The hint was right there in the name. Listen to this one. Listen carefully.
Addy at WeTalkWrestling.com if you got that one, please.
I was famously a special guest referee more than once, but never tried to unionize the officials, at least publicly.
Jesse Ventura?
Yes. You got one.
I unionized, and yeah, he was twice a special guest referee at SummerSlam. I'm proud to be a wrestler.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Because we were so terrific together, one wasn't the loneliest number for us.
Billy Gunn?
No. No. Us. Listen again. Because we were so terrific together, one wasn't the loneliest number for us.
Terrific one?
Fabulous ones.
It was an answer, wasn't it?
Fantastic. Different answer.
Okay.
Different answer.
That's why I
got two more here.
Cool.
Listen very carefully, okay?
Carefully, I will.
Carefully, that too. Despite, and I've also been drinking, though not at your level, but who is? Sandman.
A lot.
Sandman, maybe?
Doesn't matter.
Despite.
Ex-wife's a cunt.
Yours is or his is? Both?
Well, we haven't asked a question yet.
Okay.
Ask me a question.
Despite being better than my father, I missed out on the highest national exposure.
What?
The clue is in there. The clue is in there. And if you get the clue, you'll get the thing.
Yeah, so
one
I
more try. I mean,
okay, please, once
again. Listen
once,
carefully.
Once again.
To the exact wording.
Yes.
I should be fucking hosting the show.
Great, yes.
More than John Pollock, anyways. Was it John Pollock or Jason Angle?
I don't
Jason
know.
Angle.
It doesn't matter.
Despite being better than my father, I missed out on the highest national exposure.
Despite what? Being better than your father?
Despite being better than my father, I missed out on the highest national exposure.
Mr. Wrestling 4.
No. The key word there is missed. And
I know.
Missed. Not Miz.
That's why, okay, Grey Muda.
M-I-S-T.
Grey Muda, then.
Thank you. You got it.
Okay.
Once you count that in, you got it.
And he went, missed, but missed.
Yeah, it took
also
a while.
Also missed, and I don't know what the fuck great mood as or his dad did with game shows.
Great Kabuki. It has nothing to do with game shows, dickwad.
Dude, what the fuck did you say? What was the question?
Despite being better than my father, I missed out on the highest national exposure. He was never in the WWE. He was better than his dad. He used to miss.
Okay.
All right. This is last one. Let's see if you can get this. And
probably
I think
not.
You actually can, but
oh.
Probably not. You are kind of dumb. My partner last...
Baby?
No, it's not George.
Ruth.
My partner lacked manners, but I was always ready for battle as a god of 80s wrestling.
Hercules Hernandez?
No, one more time. Listen
Adrian
carefully.
Adonis?
No. No, they start bleeding every fucking guy who muscle in the 80s.
Tony Schiavone?
One more try. My partner lacked manners, but I was always ready for battle as a god of 80s wrestling.
The Warlord?
You got it. You got three. That's not bad. Not bad. If you were sober, you might have gotten three.
No, yeah, I would have got three.
Yeah.
Those were kind of dumb. Heyo, and there we go.
Okay, let's hit another subject. Jesse, I believe his name is Golders.
Oh, that fucker. Wasn't he like on like
Big Brother? And he signed with TNA.
Really?
Yes.
Dixie signed him.
Dixie signed a reality TV star.
Could you believe that shit?
I think we covered that subject perfectly. They're looking for a physical Hall of Fame, looking perhaps at Orlando.
Well, or Orlando is the front
for
runner
WWE.
At this point. The front runner at this point for WWE. They're the ones that are pushing the most for it, I guess. And hey, why not? I mean, but they're really, really serious at this point. According to the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, or Wrestling Observer, the Hall of Fame is really pushing to get memorabilia and whatnot to put in there, and I think it's great. I mean, I'll go.
Okay, yeah, I tell you the truth. As soon as a physical Hall of Fame goes up, and if it's really good, really well done, really cool, I'd visit that. That'd be something I'd go out of my way to go see.
It's one of those things that they, I mean, if it's, I wouldn't necessarily say that I would go out of my way to see it. Because, I mean, if it was in Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm still going to go. If it's in Orlando, I'll go.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
If it's
that's
in
true.
Tampa, I'll go.
That's
if
true.
In Phoenix, I'll go. L.A., I'll go. You know, somewhere,
yeah. I believe it's in Cleveland, the Baseball Hall of Fame. Or, no, that's the Rock and Roll
Rock
Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Cooperstown is where the baseball is.
But either way, I'm not going to Cleveland for anything. Not unless Miz is not going to be there.
What about
Miz?
No,
Miz?
No. What the fuck's his name? Jesus Christ, why do I forget his name? Anyway, continue, I'll remember
continue.
His name.
Let's
God
go
damn.
One.
I will be so sorry when I remember his
you'll
name.
You'll be so sorry when you wake up in the morning with that headache. You're
Les Thatcher. Fuck, why did I forget his name? Les Thatcher, and I feel very, 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 very bad that I forgot his name. I'm sorry, Les.
Yes, he's not listening. A quick shout-out to Jim Ross. Jim Ross, speaking of Hall of Fames, Jim Ross has recently won the Lou Thesz Award, National Wrestling Association Hall of Fame. Lou Thesz Award goes out to someone who is basically it's for doing humanitarian products and pushing the industry forward outside of the industry. So congratulations to Jim Ross for the Lou Thesz Award. That's pretty cool.
That's right. Who knew barbecue sauce could get you this far? No, I mean, but he definitely deserves it. I mean, he
awesome.
Is someone that has been promoting professional wrestling for quite some time, you know. And then just, when I heard the category or
Lou Thesz Award.
No, the Lou Thesz Award.
But, yeah,
but when I heard of the
for pushing the
when I heard what the award
way.
Award award was for.
Yes.
Absolutely, Jim Ross. It just
yeah. When you first hear Lou Thesz Award, you think it's going to be a
well,
wrestling based award.
Lou Thesz Award, or I thought it was like a lifetime achievement type thing, right? But when I heard it was what it was actually for, no, that's Jim Ross to a T, and congratulations, and that's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hulk and Friends. Hulk and Friends is a tour, basically, where it's like Hulk Hogan and then he'll have like the Nasty Boys.
There's
and
a guy. I don't know if you heard about him. There's a guy. He's been in the news a lot. His name is Hulk.
Honky Tonk Man, Coco Beware, Eric Bischoff, Nasty Boys, Brutus Beefcake. Basically, Hulk's buddies are come up with him and they all go on stage and share stories,
well,
and it's like a little tour.
Can I talk about this a little bit? Because we
you
talk about
something
it
you want to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was listening to the Bruce Mitchell audio show on the BW Torch, and Hulk Hogan is going to be doing something apparently just like 5 minutes away from Bruce Mitchell's house, so I just wanted to put that. But I mean, Bruce Mitchell goes, it's $10 a ticket.
I thought it'd be a lot more.
And he goes to buy a ticket, and it turns out that this whole thing is to listen to Hulk Hogan, and then he's going to, like, sell you on some vitamins or some, like, multi-layer marketing opportunity scheme is what you're paying for. He's going to go. But I just thought that was hilarious that it's fucking, like...
You know what?
I think he goes to Hulk Hogan.
I'd rather
keep
doing this than wrestling in TNA.
That's true. I agree. That's true. But, I mean, that's just kind of sad how the mighty...
Staying with Hogan for a little bit. We'll come back to him a little bit later in a moment. But,
really?
You know, Mr.
We'll
T has
come back
to
him
Mr.
later.
His partner, it looks like he wants to... What do you got to...
We're going
to
come back to him later in a moment.
Really?
Okay.
I pity a fool.
Yeah.
You know what? We all do.
Nothing really, honestly... Says it any
let's
better.
Let's go back to him for a moment on this subject.
Okay.
RF Video
mm-hmm.
has offered or High Spots Video. Sorry, not RF.
High Spots Video. Oh, I've heard of this. Yes, High Spots did offer that deal.
Hulk Hogan and Warrior to do. They have a series called Face to Face. They've had people like.
It's all been kind of, I think to me, it's kind of been either, I think they did the Tie Spots? They did the Roddy Piper, Ric Flair deal before Flair flaked out on High Spots. And they've done some ECW stuff. I think they've done like a band, you know, Tommy Dreamer shit, where like both those guys don't have any other revenue streams, so they have
like
to.
Like Hulk Hogan. So Hulk Hogan and Warrior...
Well, a little different Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan shouldn't, but he does. I mean, really, honestly, I mean, Hulk Hogan and Sandman probably make the same amount of money. That's sad, but that's probably true.
Yeah. So anyways, Hulk Hogan... Well, yeah. Hulk Hogan and Warrior, they've offered them to do a video called Face to Face, which is the name of it. Basically, it's a sit-down interview with the two of them where they can hash shit out. Any thoughts? Is it ever going to happen? You want
It'll never happen. I mean, Warrior will never let it happen.
Warrior won't let it happen? You don't? I think Warrior
will never let it happen.
Hogan.
No, Warrior won't let it happen.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, because again, we talk about the shit where and Warrior is so protective of his stuff, right? Warrior's going to want final say. Hogan's going to want final say. Warrior's going to want creative and control. Hogan's going to want
reasonable creative
it's
control.
It's all it is going to be. Yeah, well, exactly, right? Within 30 days of them signing. So, no, it's all, it'll never happen.
No, okay. I have an email question here from, it's G High Red, which I'm guessing is a takeoff on D'Lo Brown. G High Red?
Maybe.
D'Lo Brown?
I don't know.
He's actually just wondering where we met. And I'm thinking that, wasn't that when I was walking out of your mom's bedroom in the morning, and you were walking in to ask her to make you breakfast, and then you asked me, you know, do you want breakfast? And I was like, no, I've already eaten. Is that where we first met?
I thought that's when you misconstrued yourself for the first time. Because I said, do you want, and he said, no, I'm Bobby Eaton.
Oh,
I'm like, you're Bobby Eaton? He's like, no, I've already eaten. I'm like, well, get the fuck out then.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I did ask your dad first.
I said, shut the fuck up next.
He said, no problem.
Eddie, I don't feel so. Shut the fuck up next.
Michael Tarver, recently of the WWE, has stated on
Michael Cox. Sucking Tarver.
You'll remember him as the guy with the knockout punch
no, you
boxer
won't.
Gimmick from Nexus and NXT. And he was fired recently by the WWE after hanging around backstage just a little bit. And he has said on Twitter that he broke his arm being body slammed by John Cena. And that it was on purpose he broke his arm being body slammed by John Cena. And John Cena afterwards was laughing at him when he had his broken arm, and then that John Cena worked behind the scenes to get him fired because John Cena was threatened by his promo ability. So, please.
Well, who the hell isn't threatened by, you know, Michael Tarver's promo ability, quite frankly?
Quite frankly.
He's just...
Quite fucking frankly.
He's just a master, really. No, I mean, that's just one of those things. I mean, we talk about...
Just a worker being a worker?
Well, it's part of it. See, now they go on Twitter. They go on fucking Twitter. And that's it. It's a worker being a worker going on Twitter. And what are you going to do? It, to me, Tarver is...
Finish your thought, but the phone's ringing. It looks like this guy wants to...
Okay, well, give me a sec. But but Tarver, to me, is the same as Chavo.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, let's just bash
John Cena.
Cena on Twitter.
Yeah.
So that he's a top guy. It's, you know what? If Hulk Hogan, if Twitter had been around in 1988, 1987, people would be doing the same fucking thing about Hulk Hogan.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So that's what I look at, is that, okay, did we, you know, well, what about Michael, fuck Michael Tarver. What did he do? Who'd he ever beat?
Yeah, that's...
You know,
and
whatever, right?
I know you're not
advocating him or anything.
I'm not a fan of Cena, but from what I've seen of him, he doesn't seem like that kind of guy, so...
I'm more of a fan of Cena than Michael Tarver.
Well, fuck yeah.
Quit your jibber jab.
Would you fuck off?
Somebody, pick up the phone.
I'll pick up.
Because it keeps ringing here. Who wants to, somebody wants to
Hello.
Say something.
Hello, Mole.
Who's that?
It's Mole. Is this Mole? I'm talking about you. You keep calling me. I don't know. I heard you got T on the phone. I need to keep calling
me,
Mole.
Is it Hot Rod?
Of course, it's a Hot Rod.
Oh,
Mole.
You want to talk to
Mole,
Mr.
you
T?
Got my Hot Rod. I heard you got Mr. T on the line. Mr. T is coming down. It's Mr. T.
He's
coming down. He's in studio. You
say
talk about why is Roddy Piper not in studio? Why is RP not in studio? T, you want me to call you Mr. You ripping me T? I will give you some back talk, what we're doing, what we're talking about, what we're doing here is we're talking about Mr. T, we're talking about Roddy Piper, we're talking about going into WrestleMania, and WrestleMania was the greatest one thing of all time. We're talking about WrestleMania 2, I boxed you out, but you boxed me, and we were going to have you, and you were going to outbox me. I will pity the fool. I will pity every fool that's going to be Miss T. And Miss T, you're not a wrestler. Do you have any questions for me, Mo? Mo,
yeah, what about
do you
Mr.
Have...
T's hair?
Man, he's got a mohawk. I don't have a mohawk. No one's got a mohawk. Well, anybody that any has any sense of anything does not have a mohawk, Mo. Do you have a mohawk, Mo?
No, of course not.
He does not have a mohawk. Mo does not have a mohawk because he has a sense of sensibility for not having a mohawk.
I do have one on my balls.
You have a mohawk on your balls. Nobody needs to know about the mohawk on your balls. The mohawk on your balls gets laid. Everybody doesn't.
No, okay, well, let's talk about Mr. T. There was worry that he wasn't going to show up or wasn't going to do business. And
nobody thought he was going to do business. Everybody thought he wasn't going to do business. He was on Saturday Night Live. It was with Billy Crystal. He thought he was a big star. He's not a big star. Everybody thought knew that Mohawk. Everybody knew that Roddy Piper was the big star. Everybody knew that we were going to do it and we were going to do business. And we did business. And everybody knew that Mr. T, if he didn't show up, I was going to go there. I was going to go to Gold's Gym. I was going to rip him a new one. And he knew what was going on.
Okay, and you were with TNA for a short time before heading back into TNA. What was that like?
If I could be honest with you, talk about TNA. I went to TNA. Johnny Fairplay drew me to TNA, and I asked Vince Russo. I came out. I said, "This is where it stopped." Because everybody knew it was going to stop. Everybody thought it was going to stop. Nobody thought it was going to stop. It just had to stop, and everybody thought it was going to do. And I had my frat brothers, brother. I had my frat brothers, and they all had my shirt, and nobody knew, and I did my frat brother, and everybody thought it was going to happen, and nobody thought it was going to happen.
I have no idea what you just said, but that's a normal Mr. T or Roddy Piper interview.
Mo, I just knew that was going to happen. We had our buddy, we had our gin dragon. We knew it was going to happen, and it just didn't happen.
Oh, any last things you want to say before we get off the phone?
Mo, I just want to say, T, are you calling me, Mr. You ripping me, T? We just know that you are not what it's going to be, and I just know that Roddy Piper is what it is.
Excellent. Thank you, Roddy.
Roddy Piper. Oh, my
awesome.
God. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Good get.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. T has hung up after that. I guess left the studio. He didn't hung up. He was in here, but he walked out the front door.
Kind of ran. Well, he went through the doggy door, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's lost a lot of weight. He had cancer, much like
well, he's
Roddy
like
Piper.
4 foot 2.
That's true.
Anyway.
That doesn't help. Two last topics.
What helps them go through the doggy door?
A couple of more serious topics, and then we'll end with our regular segment on Hulk Hogan.
Oh, okay.
Devin Hannibal Nicholson. he was an independent Canadian wrestler.
He was.
He is has HIV, HIV positive.
Hep C.
Sorry, Hep C. He is suing.
He's contracted, apparently, allegedly,
yes.
Hep C from Abdul the Butcher.
Because,
that's his deal.
Because, yeah, he said that Abdul the Butcher in
the
a,
Butcher.
The Butcher. Abdul the Butcher. It's your mom.
That cunt.
Abdul the Butcher and Jesus Christ. And
totally
and did a series of house shows in small independent Canada. And,
really?
Yeah, they did a
great
series of house
cage
shows.
Matches.
Yes. And and Abdul the Butcher cut himself, bladed,
well,
juiced himself, and then juiced apparently Hannibal.
That's fine.
Devin Nicholson.
That's fine.
Using the same blade, apparently, and there, therefore he's saying that he caught this from Abdul the Butcher. Ooh. He's saying that this WWE at the time had interest in him. But even more so, he was very, very imminent to signing a deal with
right.
TNA, and he lost those opportunities.
Can we talk about the fact, though, that we went
fuck yeah, that's
to a
to
show.
Bring it up.
And we talk about the fact that when we were waiting in line, and I don't know if he said this or was this something that we thought, but seemed very high on coke.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
and he was a promoter.
Did he say it, or did he just seem it? I don't remember.
I
was really drunk.
Seemed it. Well, of course, it was a night.
And I mean, I've been around people that've been high on coke before. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean to come off like.
Well, who
like
hasn't?
That.
I mean, listen, we're not.
Who hasn't? Well, somebody listening to this might have. I mean,
most
I'm just
people
saying.
Have not living in a bubble.
Well, no, I mean, there could be a 12-year-old listening, and I hope they've been. I haven't been. I would hope.
What if the Ruffling fans, their dad?
Well. Yeah, well, you know, that's not
okay,
good,
no,
though.
No.
I'm just
no,
saying. I'm just saying that it looked like he was kind of off that way.
Yeah.
And so, and then, the whole show went off kind of shittily. In
he wrestled Abdullah the Butcher at the Bad News Allen Memorial Show in
the
a cage
BA
match
News.
In Cochrane, just...
Cochrane, Alberta, yeah.
Just north, 30 northwest
minutes,
of Calgary.
30 minutes north of Calgary, whatever.
Not even
and,
that, yeah.
You know, whatever, I mean...
Yeah.
But
and we went to
in
that
what, 2005 now, maybe? No.
Maybe,
no,
whenever,
no.
Whenever, shortly after
Eight.
The passing of Bad News Allen. So 2007, something like that, somewhere around
anyway,
there.
Anyway, we did,
John
we went...
John Cena was on top, and I remember there was a person behind him, and we were talking about how he sucked. Samoa Joe was there that night. We're talking about how much Cena sucks. This guy behind us goes. I like John Cena, and you told a story about your bank.
Yeah, about somebody that someone that worked with me had a daughter who was mentally retarded, who thought that that really really liked John Cena. So I equated all John Cena fans to said daughter.
Yeah, so basically what you did was accuse this gentleman of having...
I called the guy retarded. Come on, let's not beat around a fucking bush.
And the guy who was probably about 30 years old, kind of looked like he was going to cry, and then literally called his mom to come pick him up.
Yes.
It was something else. We started this, Joe's going to, I guess you started it, Joe's going to kill you chant. I joined in. He turned and looked at us, or looked right at you and pointed. That was pretty cool. And then the main event came out, and Devin Nicholson was, of course, pushing himself as
the
promoter
well, the other
and
part,
booker
well,
as the main event.
Let's talk about it a little bit. I mean, the part of the deal also was Tito Santana gets Jim Neidhart.
Tell
the
Tito story.
I was the last guy to ask Tito Santana for his autograph. And I ran up at the last minute. I thought I was going to do it, and I was shocking, as most of the We Talk Wrestling fans will think, is that I was drinking. And
I don't think that's all you were doing that night, but anyways.
I think that was drinking. But anyway, I go running up at the last minute and drunk. I'm sure Chico could think I was drunk. And I didn't get your autograph. So he gave me, anyway, he was nice enough. And then I heard later that he, anyway, he had to pull up because he hurt his hamstring, and I heard the interview
basically
later.
Basically, he started with the match with Neidhart.
It was Jimmy Neville Neidhart.
10 seconds.
No, well, it went a couple minutes.
Okay,
but I heard later that he said, well, I signed one too many autographs, and I pulled my hamstring because I didn't have time to warm up. Well, I was his last autograph. So I entered Chico.
He put Chico out of action.
I heard Chico Santana. Anyway.
Was there a bounty on his head?
There might have been.
$10,000?
I never got it. Or my fucking
Let's talk about Goldust was supposed to show up that night.
I forgot about that.
How did you forget that?
Against Chucky Blaze.
No, it wasn't Chucky Blaze. It was...
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. Lance
Storm's here, wrestler.
No, it wasn't against Chucky Blaze. It was against the guy with the mohawk. Speaking of mohawks, it's
Chucky.
No, that's not Chucky Blaze.
Oh, Randy.
Ravenous
Randy Myers.
Yeah, and anyways, tell that story. This is awesome.
Well, why didn't you tell this story?
Okay, this is great. So Ravenous Randy is supposed to have this match against Goldust. They were hoping that they would do good. They did do about, I don't know, they claimed 500 people. It was probably,
they did well. No,
probably about 200.
They did well for the Spray Lakes in Cochrane, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. But they were hoping, you know, obviously, to do this for a DVD and that type of thing. They had some big names coming in. Yeah. So anyway, so Ravenous Randy, Goldust no-shows. So Ravenous Randy comes out there and he goes, he no-showed. He asked for us to pay his ticket. We paid his ticket. Because Ravenous Randy is a local wrestler who's been here for a long time, son of a Calgary Stampede legend, Duke Myers, Ravenous Randy Myers. And he's sitting there, and, you know, talking about the PWA, going, yeah, we sat there. We paid his ticket. We did everything. We did it all up front. Well, he cashed that ticket, and he took the cash, but he never showed up here tonight. And you know what? I have his phone number. And I want everybody in this show, all 500 of you who are sitting here cheering for us, who were screwed over by this Goldust guy, to call him on the phone. And then he gave the phone number. The problem was, he gave a Calgary area phone number, and I don't think Goldust lives here. Otherwise, I'm guessing he wouldn't have needed that plane ticket. So this was one of those indie foot in the mouth, God damn it, think before you speak moments. Just Ravenous Randy gave us, and so we've been, you know, obviously, ever since then, you know, Addy and I will be sitting there going, oh, it's Goldust on TV. You know, or where's Goldust? Oh, I don't know, I'll call him. He's just local. You know, he's just making fun of it ever since. So, anyways, Addy is in the bathroom. Otherwise, he'd have an opinion as well. Here he comes, folks. Anything else to say on that thing now? At least I know why you stepped away. You had to Russo? Did you have to Russo? Did you Russo, didn't you? I hope so.
I want you to call 403. I did have to take a Russo, but I mean I was sitting there and that was the funniest part.
That was awesome. Like,
everybody, Goldust and Sink, he was worth your time to come here to the Spray Lakes Casino in Cochrane. But I have Goldust's phone number, and I want you to call him. His number is 685, whatever. And I'm like, oh, a local number. Excellent. Thank you very much, Mr. Reynolds.
So great.
Oh, it was so fucking funny.
I was
hammered at that point.
And you picked that up.
I was like, what? I'm like, what the fuck? Oh.
And then,
I don't want to say nobody else did, but the majority of people did not.
No,
we
no,
were in Cochrane.
Yeah, that's
there
true.
Was not a whole, like, it was like, I mean, for all you American friends, I was in Cochrane, which is the Canadian version of Virginia, so not really a full set of teeth in the house.
No, well, and the name of their city starts with the words cock. That's all you
and then
know.
They ran, so
yeah,
I mean, it's,
yes,
you
yes.
Know,
much like your mom for me, but who blames her?
Well,
I
no.
laid the wood down on her. Anyways,
so
now let's get to the main
away.
Event, because this was unbelievable. So this show now is about 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Well, this is the Devin Nicholson fucking...
The Abdullah the Butcher. Now, this is hilarious also, because the show's at about 3 hours and 20 minutes at this point, right? Mm-hmm. It's gone late already. And now you have the main event.
How many times
so they
got
go
the
to set
drinks.
Up the steel cage.
Did I smell pot then? I may have.
Yes,
anyway.
They might want to edit that out.
Nah,
but,
seriously, though, I might have.
You did.
Yeah, of course
yeah,
I did.
You did. So anyway, we sat there and
a lot.
No, you didn't do a lot. But
no, I know.
No. Anyway,
smarter
so,
than that. No, but anyway, the main event was horrifying.
Well, they went to set up the cage, and about an hour and a half later, the cage was still not set up. And I'm not exaggerating.
No, you're not. That's probably when I started smoking the fucking pot. Was when all of a sudden I go, I'm like, is the cage set up? Can we go back in? Well, it's intermission. Well, I realize it's fucking intermission, but it was intermission
midnight.
Like an hour ago.
It's like midnight now. And
I
want to
mention, though.
Well, because they're having so much trouble eventually.
I do want to mention, we talked to Chico Santana, but also during the intermission.
Yes.
I personally, and I think you did too, because you were probably with me, had a chance to see the chat, and this was in 2007, to talk to David Smith. David Hart Smith was there. Also, the man to be Jinder Mahal.
Yes, yes.
There.
He was a regular member of the roster.
He was part of the Karachi Vice 2000, so we had a chance to.
And he showed up in the main event, actually.
To talk to him. We did do it. Well, everybody had to, just to put that shit together. But he did. We did have a chat with him afterward. His partner actually had the big dive outside in the opening match, as it were.
That's right.
At that one, so we had a chance to talk to him a little bit, kind of after, just you know how I was going. I was partner doing blah blah, nothing like big, and I mean it's. He wasn't known as Jinder Mahal back then, right? So but you could kind of tell, and I remember saying that to you, is that these Karachi Vice 2000 guys, that the bigger guy,
we both thought there was something there.
And there you go,
Of course, we knew there was something in David Hart Smith more than they'd been able to capture, obviously. But, definitely. But anyway, so they're trying to put this this cage together for like an hour and a half. Finally, what they do is they get like... pretty much the entire roster
that isn't just to hold it up.
Literally, these guys are on ladders, holding the cage together, wrapping their arms around it at the top corners to keep it from falling over, and holding it up. While
they didn't have fucking latches.
Several of them.
They did not have latches.
It's hilarious. It's about the greatest
shit
show of all time.
And the shit fucking came over and parted. So then they decided to fucking play the match and make it go out into the crowd.
Yes. Now you have a cage match
and
to go out
fucking,
the crowd.
I don't know how old he is. Abdullah the Butcher decides to
like
go 70. In the crowd.
Yeah,
and it's way past
his bedtime. I mean, like, 1 in the morning.
It was way past my bedtime by the time they were fucking doing this shit. I was like, holy fuck.
Devin Nicholson, who was, WWE and TNA had interest in, like I say, it was the main event, jacked up little dude. I'd say he's like 5'2".
I agree that TNA might have interest in them because everything we know about TNA says that they're stupid.
That's true, but at least they like their 5'2" guys to be able to do something athletic, which is not something he was capable of doing. So anyways, both guys bleed. I don't think this is very cop to have
They
bleed.
Smashed
a light bulb.
The
that was
light
Mahal too. Did that. They did
yes,
it, yeah.
Jinder Mahal is the one that came in and smashed the light
smashed
tube
light
over his head.
Over, yeah, over
and,
head.
And that was the spot of the match. And that's actually to this day, that's the spot I remember other than the cage falling off.
Yeah.
Really, I mean that's what I remember from the match. And so that was that. And so I mean in terms of Devin Nicholson and a $6.5 million lawsuit, that's the Devin Nicholson bullshit of
he
the week.
He was not
gonna
earn $6.5 million in either company if he ever made it to either company. And more than that, I believe when you go into a match with somebody where you both agree to blade,
I don't know about that because
I do. I know
what you're saying there.
Yeah.
When you agree to go in, but when you agree, you don't write it down, right? When you agree, it's my word versus yours. So I'm thinking more court of law stuff, right? Mm. And I'm thinking, did you agree? Yes. Did you agree? No. Oh, well, we have a problem here. And then that's when you go to. You know, witnesses and blah, blah, blah. But I don't think Devin Nicholson has a snowball's chance at this point.
No, and again, I would imagine if Abdullah the Butcher at his advanced age is suffering from Hep C, we'd know. It just seems to me we'd know.
Yeah, I know.
But either way, just if he does have it, I guess he's in trouble. But if he
well,
doesn't have it...
Well, there's one easy way to find the fuck out,
test.
Isn't there? There's a blood test, and off you go, right?
So. All right, one last subject before we move on, and... That was supposed to be, before the night is over, before we finish our show.
Before we bounce,
Mike Benoit.
Michael Benoit, yeah, with that concussion
today. I think we
need
today to talk about this. Unless you have another subject you want
to
hit
about. No, go ahead.
Okay. There's currently a class action lawsuit being signed by former NFL players, 75 of them, against the NFL regarding concussions and the NFL's willingness and, in fact, pressure that they put on these players to perform while concussed. Michael Benoit is following very, very closely, and is, depending on how this goes, thinking about filing a similar lawsuit against the WWE if he can convince enough parties to join him. You can't file a class action lawsuit by yourself, essentially.
No.
You're going to need partners, right? People who are going to
make
it. Correct. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that? This could be devastating for the WWE, depending.
Nah, what's the NFL class action money?
I don't know. It's significant.
I thought it was $6.5 million. No, really, I did.
No, I believe it's significantly more.
Okay,
like $100 million.
Okay, well, would $100 million cripple WWF? No. It wouldn't. Would it cripple NFL? No.
I think it's more about the negative publicity that can come
But what I'm talking about crippling, and no pun intended when I say crippling here with Benoit, but when Benoit killed himself, Nancy, and Daniel, okay,
yeah.
I looked at that like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
And you know what? The wheel, unfortunately, just kept on turning.
It did. It went down and then it came back.
That meant nothing. I mean, we've talked. Punk and everything is just the Holy Land again, right? And that will happen again, and that will continue to happen. I mean, so when you talk about will, but the other thing is, will Michael Benoit get enough people to go in this class action lawsuit that can stick? See, that's the other point, though, is that can stick. The Jerry McDivitt, easy for me to say, Jerry McDivitt cannot point a finger at and go, like, okay, well, it's easy to go and say, I'm trying to think of a guy, Brutus Beefcake joins the Benoit action suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you sued Vince earlier.
Yeah.
So you hate him for that.
Yep.
Boom, he's out.
Yep.
You know, Demolition.
Raven would be out, right?
Yeah, Raven be out. Mike Sanders be out. Fucking blah, 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 be out. Anyway, all Canyon won. No, not Canyon. But anyway, people like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mike Awesome.
But you know, people that have sued him before, they can put that stuff. So, you have to have new people willing to step up. And I'm sorry, like, I mean, I agree with the premise.
Yeah.
But in practice, I don't know how feasible it is.
I'm not sure how feasible it is either. I do think they probably can, though, gather, because it doesn't have to be people who are dead. I mean, it can be people who can just significantly show that concussion has damaged their lives. And you know what? Those people exist in wrestling. Crush is another person who, you know, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Dead.
They're both dead. I'm saying a couple people that are dead, but there's others. So I think they could probably gather enough people to file a lawsuit. I think it would be, I wouldn't say crippling, that's probably too strong, but it would be a major, major negative. And could have some other further,
I don't think it will, though.
It could be.
I don't think so.
It depends on the settlement. It depends on whether or not they're forced to change any other policies.
No.
It depends on whether or not they're...
And that's the point there, is the policies,
yes.
Right? And let's go to, okay, let's just say that, okay, give me a name that sues them, that's part of the class action.
Theoretically?
Yeah, it's...
I'm trying.
Saturn?
Gregory Helms.
Okay.
Saturn.
Was there before the policy even existed.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Helms. He got fired because of the policy.
It's not about the wellness.
It's
about the concussions. It's nothing to do with wellness. It's completely
different. Part of the wellness policy is concussions, though. They've changed
The point is that they were not in any way that they would force people, like Benoit. The point is Benoit had a major concussion.
Right.
Allowed him to wrestle 4 days later after a major, major concussion. The point is that they're still allowing a Randy Orton.
You know what I mean?
Okay, that's not my point. You know, that's one other thing. I'm not advocating.
I know you're not. I know what you're saying either way, but
Randy Orton recently had to pass the very controversial impact test.
The impact test,
And that he, after a major concussion and performance.
Well, I understand.
I think this has some legs. It's just a matter of where it gets to.
Yeah, and with Jerry McDivitt around, I don't think it's going to get very far. But
he's good. Well, he's a weasel lawyer. He's good at it.
Well, he is, and I mean, more power to him. I mean, if that's what you're good at, that's what you're good at, and that's that's just it. So yeah, do you have any more quick hits, or do you want to get going? I mean, we're an hour and 44.
Let's just do our plugs and then do the Hogan bullshit.
Moe's mom.
You can all plug her.
Yeah.
Cost
oh, my
$5.
Really?
That's it.
For a week, though.
Well, then they'll change.
Okay.
They'll get some coffee.
That's true. Just to get warmed up. Then you call gold dust. No.
Anyway.
Well, we're going to do the whole thing. Addy at WeTalkWrestling.com. Mo at WeTalkPodcast.com. You can hit us up. WeTalkWrestling.com is a website. We're at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. That's about it.
I'm going to say also a thanks to anybody who is listening to this that may have tried We Talk Comics, also available on Podomatic. We Talk that, another show will be coming for that soon, including more real interviews, not our fake ones like we did with Stallone and Piper tonight. So,
what?
Tell you the truth, those might have been more entertaining. And, well, our interviews were great on there, but also.
Faking? What are you talking about?
We Talk Fantasy Football, also
Mo just
drop
broke
shortly.
Down the fourth wall.
We're going to bounce. Before we do, Hulk Hogan bullshit of the week, please.
Yeah.
What's the intro?
It is, in fact, the Hulk Hogan bullshit of the week.
Excellent. Okay, folks, Hulk Hogan bullshit of the week. The night that Owen Hart died, Bret Hart was in transport in an airplane, going to fly to the perform in the Tonight Show the next night. When Owen passed away, Hulk Hogan called Eric and told Eric he had to tell Bret the news.
He had to.
Because
otherwise, you know, if he didn't tell Hulk, or if Hulk didn't tell Eric, then Eric obviously wouldn't tell Bret.
Who would have? No one.
Well, yeah, I mean,
would have heard a couple years later.
That would have been exactly right. That would have been
such a good.
That would have just been rumor, innuendo, speculation. Oh, fuck! I hate Hulk.
All right, or O-U-T.
All right, well, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night.